107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a pleasure to have Roger Court on the phone line with Heritage Stratford. We're going to be talking about some videos being released this week, and Roger will have all the details. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, Jamie.
It's good to have you on the phone lines. Now, you, with Heritage Stratford, have teamed up with City of Stratford, releasing some videos of this week, because this is a special week. Roger, what's happening?
Yeah, that's right. The Accessibility Advisory Committee, which I'm a member of, we have teamed up with Heritage Stratford for a joint effort project, and we have prepared and released three videos, and the videos are focused on removing barriers at heritage buildings and examples of solutions. So the hope is that these examples can inspire other business owners that have barriers how to remove or get around the barriers that exist at their property.
Okay, so two of the videos have been released. I believe another one's being released today. So the first one spotlights the Bradshaw Building. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Bradshaw Building is a pretty cool place. And as part of the renovations that happened just a couple of years ago, they installed an exterior lift to get to the main level of the building. And previously, there was no access to the building, which is a heritage building, a heritage designated building in Stratford, which is built in 1903. And now they have installed the lift, and there's an elevator inside, and there's a barrier-free washroom on both the main level and the lower level. So now that historic property in Stratford can be accessed by all people.
There you go. There's an example right there. I mean, the amazing work that has been done to refurbish the Bradshaw Building. But when you think of heritage buildings, Roger, as you say, they can be accessible. It doesn't have to be new buildings or reconstructed buildings. Even historic buildings such as the Bradshaw Building, they can be accessible.
Yeah, that's right. And there's solutions out there. So we just have to look around our own community to get inspired. So, example, the Bradshaw Building, they installed an exterior lift. Another example we showcase in the video is Farm & Company, which is in a 19th century building in the Stratford Heritage Conservation District and in the downtown core, and their solution was an interior ramp to get rid of the single-step storefront that was previously on the building. And there's a number of buildings in our downtown core that do have a single-step. And Baum and Company is a great example of how to remove that barrier.
So Bradshaw Building is spotlighted in the first video. The second video is spotlighting a Baum and Company. And, Roger, we have you on the phone lines. What's the third video this week?
Yeah, sure. So the third video is of City Hall. And our City Hall is a National Historic Site. It was built in the 19th century in 1899. And if we've looked at the beautiful front entrance of City Hall, it is not accessible with the beautiful staircase, which is great. It's picturesque, but it does not allow for access. So the solution that we're highlighting for City Hall is an alternative entrance. So just because one entrance is not accessible doesn't mean that we can't find an alternative way to get into the building and provide access to the same great historic spaces that our community gets to share together.
So we encourage you to check out these videos. So the City Hall video is being released today, is that right?
Yeah, the City Hall video will be released this morning, and it's being done through the City of Stratford's website. So on the City of Stratford, stratford.ca, there's a link to the Heritage Accessibility Week. This is Accessibility Week, National Accessibility Week in Canada. So there's a link on the main page, and there's also links to the videos on the Twitter and Facebook and YouTube page for City.
And, of course, we'll share that on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. These are terrific videos with the City of Stratford's Accessibility Advisory Committee, along with Heritage Stratford. And a special shout-out to Mike Bites, who helped put all this together for sure.
Yeah, Mike put the videos together, and he went above and beyond, and they look very well done, and everybody should check them out.
celebrating great spots in our community with these videos. So we do encourage you to check them out. Roger Court with the Accessibility Advisory Committee, Accessibility Advisory Committee with City of Stratford, along with Heritage Stratford and City of Stratford. So check out those videos. And Roger, down the road with the Accessibility Advisory Committee, are you going to be looking at more buildings, or what would you like to see happen down the road?
Yeah, we actually, the response to this project has been very well received, and we have a number of other designated heritage properties in Stratford that have accessible solutions, so it would be great to put together a second series of videos to showcase those ones.
Well, we look forward to that as well. Roger Court with the City of Stratford's Accessibility Advisory Committee, along with Heritage Stratford. Roger, thanks for this, and we certainly appreciate the videos.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. Good to talk to you.